Exodus chapter 31. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting of stones, to set them and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Asimach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, and the table, and his furniture, and the pure candlestick, with all his furniture, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his furniture, and the laver and his foot, and the cloths of service, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded you shall they do." And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak you also to the children of Israel, saying, Truly my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout my generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defiles it shall surely be put to death. For whoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh. Whoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave to Moses, when he had made an end of speaking with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God." Exodus chapter 32. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said to him, "Arise, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him." And Aaron said to them, "Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your daughters, and of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them to me." And all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them to Aaron. And he received them from their hands, and fashioned it with an engraving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt." And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to Yahweh." And they rose up early on the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Go, get you down, for your people, which you brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, These are your gods, O Israel, which have brought you up out of the land of Egypt." And Yahweh said to Moses, "I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may grow hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation." And Moses sought Yahweh his God and said, "Yahweh, Why does your wrath grow hot against your people, which you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath and repent of this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give to your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And Yahweh repented of the evil which he thought to do to his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God engraved upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came near to the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger grew hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and broke them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made, and burnt it in the fire, and ground it to powder, and scattered it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said to Aaron, what did this people unto you, that you have brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord grow hot. You know the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said to me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this man Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him. And I said to them, whoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked to their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on Yahweh's side? Let him come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said to them, thus says Yahweh God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbour. And the children of Levi did accordingly to the work, and the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to Yahweh, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the next day that Moses said to the people, you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto Yahweh, perhaps I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto Yahweh and said, O, these people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray you, out of your book which you have written. And Yahweh said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people to the place of which I have spoken to you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I will visit their sin upon them. And Yahweh plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. Exodus chapter 33. And Yahweh said to Moses, depart, and go up away, you and the people which you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto your seed I will give it. And I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of you, for you are a stiff-necked people, lest I consume you in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. For Yahweh had said to Moses, "Say to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of you in a moment and consume you. Therefore now put off your ornaments from you, that I may know what to do to you." And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it outside the camp, afar off from the camp, called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that every one which sought Yahweh went out to the tabernacle of the congregation, which was outside the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out to the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and Yahweh talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped, every man in his tent door. And Yahweh spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto Yahweh, "See, you say to me, bring up this people, and you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray you, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence goes not with me, carry us not up away, for wherein shall it be known here that I and your people have found grace in your sight? Is it not in that you go with us? So shall we be separated, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth?" And Yahweh said to Moses, "I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name." And he said, "I beseech you, show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." And he said, "You cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." And Yahweh said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." Exodus chapter 34. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Hew you two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which you broke. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with you, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount." And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, as Yahweh had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, "Yahweh, Yahweh God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and to the fourth generation." And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, "If now I have found grace in your sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray you, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance." And he said, "Behold, I make a covenant before all your people, I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which you are shall see the work of Yahweh, for it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. Observe you that which I command you this day. Behold, I drive out before you the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you go, lest it be for a snare in the midst of you. But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For you shall worship no other god, for Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice to their gods, and one calls you, and you eat of his sacrifice, and you take of their daughters unto your sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make your sons go a-whoring after their gods. You shall make you no molten gods. The feast of unleavened bread shall you keep. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you, in the time of the month of Abib, for in the month of Abib you came out from Egypt. All that opens the womb is mine, and every firstborn among your cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you redeem him not, then shall you break his neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In earing time and in harvest you shall rest. And you shall observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Three times in the year shall all your men, children, appear before the Lord Yahweh, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before you, and enlarge your borders. Neither shall any man desire your land, when you shall go up to appear before Yahweh your God 3 times in the year. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of Yahweh your God. You shall not boil a kid in his mother's milk. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Write you these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel." And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him. And Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that Yahweh had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And until Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spoke to the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Exodus chapter 35. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, "These are the words which Yahweh has commanded, that you shall do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to Yahweh. Whoever does work therein shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations on the Sabbath day." And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which Yahweh commanded, saying, Take you from among an offering unto Yahweh. Take you from among you an offering unto Yahweh. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it an offering of Yahweh, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and badger skins and shittim wood, and oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod, and for the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come, and make all that Yahweh has commanded, the tabernacle, his tent, and his covering, his clasps and his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets, the ark and the staves thereof with the mercy seat, and the veil of the covering, the table and his staves, and all his vessels, and the showbread, the candlestick also for the light, and his furniture, and his lamps with the oil for the light, and the incense altar, and his staves, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with his brazen grate, his staves and all his vessels, the laver and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords, the cloths of service to do service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing, and they brought Yahweh's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto Yahweh. And every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger skins bought them. Every one that did offer an offering of silver and brass bought Yahweh's offering. And every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service bought it. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and bought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair, and the rulers bought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto Yahweh, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which Yahweh had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, Yahweh has called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood to make any manner of cunning work. And he has put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Asishmach, of the tribe of Dan. Them he has filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work.